Today's Shiur Masecht is Vachem Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin on Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, seven lines from the top, with the word Lepar. As we've been learning for the last number of Shiurim, the Gemara began with a Braisa that's focused on a Pasuk in the Parsha of Parhelm Dovash Atzibur. Just to quickly review, the Torah in Parshas Vayikra first speaks about the halacha par koy Mashiach. Then the Torah speaks about the parsha of Parhelm Dovash Atzibur. And in the parsha of Parhelm Dovash Atzibur, the Torah says, Va'os lepar, kasha os lepar achatos, kenya os loy, v'chip aleim akoyim v'nislach lehem. So as we discussed many times, every word in that pasuk is considered extras, considered superfluous. And the Braisa, as we've been learning the Gemara, has been working with every word of that pasuk. So there's a man, the Omer, that says that the word lepar in that pasuk, till now we've learned most man, the Omerim, are of the opinion that the word lepar, and we're going to come back to that opinion, is coming to teach us the halacha par yom kippurim. But we learned that there's a man, the Omer, we quoted the Bryce in our previous year, that says the word lepar is coming to teach us par helm dovish otzibur. And immediately when we learned the Braisa, the question comes up, as I just said a moment ago, we're in the Parsha Parhelm Dovash Atzibur. So why would I need a pasuk to tell us we're talking about Parhelm Dovash Atzibur if we're in the middle of that Parsha? Lepar, the Tana said, comes to teach us the halacha Parhelm Dovash Atzibur. Ask the Gemara, why would we need a pasuk to talk about Parhelm Dovash Atzibur? Habit Tzibur Gufek Siv. We're in the middle of that Parsha. To which Amra Papa, the boy Dagmure Parhelm Dovash Atzibur, Vietzeres Vishtei Kloyes, the Seer Verdes Kachavim. We've learned many times that the halacha is that the Amrim of a carbon must be burnt on the Mizbeach. What are the Amrim of a carbon? The Amrim of a carbon are the Yoseres, the diaphragm, Vishtei Kloyes, and the two kidneys. If we read the Parsha of Parhelm Dovash Atzibur, the Torah doesn't make explicit reference to them being burnt. And therefore, I need the Pasuk to teach us that just like by the Parkoi Mashiach, where the Torah does say explicitly that they should be burnt, so too should be the Aloch by the Parhelm Dovash Atzibur, which is still difficult. The reason it's still difficult is because we've been learning, and that's what the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk is, that whatever halacha applies by the Parhelm Parkoy Mashiach applies by the Parhelm Dovash Atzibur. So obviously, if we said just a second ago that by the Parkoy Mashiach the Yeseris and the Shtei Klois are burnt, so will be the halacha by the Parhelm Dovash Atzibur. Why does the Torah have to say it again? And then again, let's read it again. Omer Pap Mshun Degboy Igmure Parhelm Dovash Atzibur Yeseris V'Shtei Klois. And now, we want to extend that halacha, says the Gemara, that not only is that halacha by the Parhelm Dovash Atzibur, but we want to learn the Seer Avodah Zarah, we discussed that many times, that if Rav Tzibur, worship Avodah Zarah, based on an erroneous Pesach Bezdin, they bring a par la'oilo and a sor l'chatos, and that we're saying that the halacha that applies by the Parhelm Dovash Atzibur will also apply by the Seer Avodah Zarah. How will we learn it? We're going to learn of a hekesh. There's a hekesh between the Sirei Avodah Zarah and the Parhelm Dovash Atzibur. And let's just say what the Gemara says outside, and then we'll read it inside. As we alluded to in our previous shiur, there are special rules that apply to Darkei Halimud, how we could understand Pesukim in Kodshim. And one of the rules is that Dovah Lamed Behekesh ain't a Chayzer Malamed Behekesh. That you can't have what's known as a double hekesh. So now, let's think about our current situation. If we're saying, this is a fact, that the Torah doesn't say explicitly by Parhelm Dovash Atzibur that the Yeseris and the Shtei Klois are burnt, and the only way we know it is because we have a hekesh between Parhelm Dovash Atzibur and Parkoy Mashiach, and now we're going to want to learn Sirei Avodah Zarah from Parhelm Dovash Atzibur, we're going to have a double hekesh. Unacceptable. So therefore, says the Gemara, the Torah, by writing the word lepar, even though it's actually very superfluous at first glance, in the parash to paral and dovish tzibur, creates a situation as if it says beferish the din of yuseris v'shtei kloyos in the parash to paral and dovish tzibur, and now legitimately we can learn tzira avodah zarah from paral and dovish tzibur. Let's read it inside. Amra papa. Mishum de gemur by egmuri, because we want to learn parham davish tziva b'yiseres v'shtei kloyes, and we want to extend it that not only does that halacha apply by parham davish tziva, but it also applies to the tzirei avodah zarah, and as we just said, parham davish tziva begufe like sif. It doesn't say explicitly in the parasha parham davish tziva that the yiseres v'shtei kloyes are burned. We only know it because the keisha asi, because we have a hekish between the parham davish tziva and the par koy mashiach, but that would prevent us to teach it to sar because it would be a double hekish. That's why it's rich lepar. That's why the Torah had to put in the X word lepar in the parasha of parham davish atzibur lehevi, to create a situation command exiv bebe gufei, as if the Torah says it explicitly that the yuseris from the shtei klayus should be burned, and therefore when we then extend it. To the Sar Avodah Zarah, we won't have a situation of Lo Lehev Dov Alam Behekish, Chazer Malam Behekish, that we won't have a situation of a double Hekish. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavase de Rapapa, we have a Bryce that actually corroborates this approach, that the reason the Torah says Lepar, this extra word Lepar, is to avoid a double Hekish problem. Tanya Kavase de Rapapa, says the Bryce, the Torah, the pasuk that we read at the beginning of the shir, and as we've been learning every word of that pasuk, we need to understand. And says the Braisa, matam aloyim lepar. What's the purpose of the Torah saying the word lepar? The fish nemar, because the Torah says, v'heim. Let's read the pasuk. V'chiper akoyin al kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'nisloch lehem ki shigogehi v'heim avius kabonam. Ish l'Hashem v'chatosam l'fnei Hashem al shigosam. Explains the Gemara that pasuk. Chatosam. What does the pasuk mean when it says the word chatosam? The pasuk says it is referring to Sirei Avodah Zarah. Shigosam. When the Torah speaks about shigosam, zeh paralam davish tzibur. Since the Torah uses the word, so in that pasuk, both the paralam davish tzibur and the Sirei Avodah Zarah are referred to. When the pasuk says the words chatosam al shigosam, what is the Torah trying to accomplish? Amr Torah chatosam, chatosam meaning the sirei avodah zarah, harehi l'chak shigosam, should be treated like the param davish tzibur. Continues the brisa, she shigosin mehechen lamadata, by the parham davish tzibur, how do we know that the yisseres and the shtei klayus are burnt? Loi bakesha. Because we have a hekish between the parahelm davish tzibur and the parakoy mashiach. But that creates a problem. Because now we'll have a situation, v'chidov alam behekish, choyz malam behekish. If the only way we know that the yuseris and the shtei kloyus are burnt by the parahelm davish tzibur is because we have a hekish between the parahelm davish tzibur and the parakoy mashiach, and now we're going to have a hekish between the parham davish tzibur and the sirei avodah zarah, we're going to be ending up with a situation of a double hekish, which is unacceptable. Talmud Leimer says the Braisa, how does the Torah avoid this problem? By using the word lepar, the extra word lepar in that pasuk that we began to share with. And we said that what does that word lepar come to teach us? Lepar is a parham davish tzibur. The par zaparu koy mashiach, and it creates a situation as if the Torah says explicitly in this parsha of parhelm davish atzibur that the yeseris and the shtei kloyus should be burnt, and therefore now when we have a hekish between the siari of Zara and the parhelm davish atzibur, we don't have a double hekish. Continues the Gemara, amamar chatosam. The pasuk said the word chatosam. That the Sirei Avodah Kachavim, this is the brice that we just learned, are compared to the Parhelm Davish Tzibur. Ask the Gemara, typically, Why don't we learn the halacha of the Zohar Avodas Kochavim Mikra Kama from the pasuk that we quoted at the beginning of the shiur? When the pasuk said at the beginning of the shiur, just let's read it again. Vos lepakash os leparachatos. We should say damamar. We learned in a brisa hachatos lerabos Zohar Avodas Kochavim. So the Gemara's question is a very simple question. We quoted two psukim only in our shiur today. One pasuk was the pasuk that we quoted last, the pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar, and the pasuk that we began this year was the pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. What did we say was the purpose of the pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar? To compare the halachas of a Zohar Avodah Zarah to the halachas of Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur. Ask the Gemara, why do we need that pasuk to accomplish that goal? Why don't we see, as the Braisa teaches us, that the first pasuk that we learned compares already the parasha of Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur and the parasha of Zohar Avodah Zarah? Again, let's read it inside. Amamar, we just read the pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar. Chatosam El Sir Avod Kachavim. And we said that the pasuk is teaching us that Sir Avod Zarah should be compared to Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur. Ask the Gemara, typically Mikra Kama, why don't we learn that concept already from the pasuk in Sefer Vayikra? Domamar, as we learned, Hachatos, when the pasuk says the word Chatos, Lerabois, Sir Avod Kachavim. So the halacha, that the Zohar Avodah Zarah, Avodah, is similar to the Avodah, the Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur, we already learned from this pasuk. Why do we need another pasuk? Answers Rapapa, Itzrich. We need two psukim to teach us the same idea, that the Zohar Avodah Zarah and the Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur should be treated the same way. Why? If we only had the pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, Hanimili, we would say, Hazoz. That where do we compare the Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur? Where do we compare the Zohar Avodah Zarah to the Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur? Regarding the Hazaz, the amount of sprinkling, the 7 times towards the Proichis, the 4 times on the Mizbeach. Why? The Ksivim Begufei. Because that halach is said explicitly in the Parashah Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur. So we would say that since this halacha of the type of Hazaz, the number and the place of Hazaz, the Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur, the Torah says explicitly. And now we have a pasuk that compares Zohar Avodah Zarah, the Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur. The exact same thing will be by the Zohar Avodah Zarah. Avol Yisaris, v'shtei klois, the din that they burned, the like Sivan Begufei, since the Torah doesn't write them out explicitly in the parasha of Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur. We've only learned them because the Torah compares Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur, the Par HaKoyim Mashiach. We shouldn't say that the Torah meant to go so far with this comparison of Zohar Avodah Zarah to Par HaKoyim Mashiach. And Eim Eloi, we don't compare it as far as that halach is concerned. Kamash Malon, that not only a Zohar Avodah Zarah compared to Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur as far as the halach of Hazaz is concerned, but it's also compared as far as the halach of Yisaris and Shtei Klois. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Nosson Rav Papa. V'tanya, we learned in our previous year. The Gemara goes back to a question. We've been learning a different approach. Actually, that's how the Gemara began this whole sugya. That the word lepar is not referring to Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur, which is simply it isn't, because it's in the parasha Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur. What does the word lepar mean? The word lepar means Par Yom Kippurim. But, if we really review the Gemara that we've been learning, the comparison between Par Yom Kippur and Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur, there have been two different approaches how to understand that hekesh. One approach is, it's a total comparison for all halachas. Another approach, which the Gemara said in our previous year, is to teach us the halacha of the hazaz of the Par Yom Kippurim. I don't need to learn it from Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur. The Torah says, V'chila Mechaper, that all of the hazaz that have to be taken place in the Par Yom Kippurim must take place. I don't need to learn it from the Par HaMdavah Shel Tzibur. What is the purpose of the comparison? The purpose of the comparison is only for 3 halachas. We discussed them in our previous year. Es dam tefila. Quickly to review. Es comes to teach us that if the kohen has a blister on his finger, he could still do the avoida. Dam comes to teach us that there has to be enough dam in the keli to do the Hazar with. And tefillah means that the Kohen has to actually dip his finger into the keli. He can't just wipe his finger. So we have now a machlokes. We both of these Tanaim agree that Lepar is teaching us the Par Yom Kippurim. The machlokes is, to what degree is that comparison going to accomplish? Is it going to accomplish all of the halachas, or just limited to these three halachas? Says the Gemara. Amar Funa Bereid Rav Nosson Rapapa Vatana. You, how could you say that it's limited just to the three halachas of Es, Dam, Utfila? Vatana, we learned a brisa, Par Yom Kippurim, L'choma Shinem, Be'inyin Kamar, that when the Torah says L'par in this pasuk, it means to compare the parasha of Par Yom Kippurim to all halachas, not just to these three halachas. Answers the Gemara, Tanaihi. There's a machlokes Tanoim, how to understand L'par of Par Yom Kippurim. Tana de Bei Rav, Ma Bahochi, Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Loi Ma Bahochi. So what the Gemara is answering is there's a machlokes Tanoim, what to learn L'parza Yom Kippurim means. Does it mean limited Estam B'Tfilo, or does it mean all halachas? So just to end the Gemara as we start wrapping up the Sugya, we have three different approaches what to do with the word L'par. One approach is that it's teaching us a halacha to compare Sarah Vodazara to Param Davashat Sibur regarding the halacha that we began to share today with Yuseris Vishtei Klois. One approach. Another two approaches that it refers to Par Yom Kippurim. The only shaila is how far does it compare it? Does it only compare it to Estam Tefillah? That's one approach. Or does it compare it not only to Estam Tefillah, but to all halachas? The Gemara finishes off the sugya with Mili Dagadata. Tanabei Rishmol. Very interesting observation of Rishmol makes. Memnei Man Nemru, as we've been learning in our shir today, the din that the Yeseris and the Shtei Kloyes are burnt applies both to the Parham Dovish at Sibur and the Parakoy Mashiach. But when you look in your Chumash, you'll find something very interesting. And we've been learning it all shir. That the Torah says by Parakoy Mashiach explicitly that the Yeseris and the Shtei Kloyes should be burnt. The Parham Davish Atzibur, the Torah doesn't say it. We only learned the halacha of Parham Davish Atzibur from the halacha of the Parakoy Mashiach. So Rishma makes the obvious observation. Why here does the Torah spell it out? And here do we only learn with a hekesh. Why over here does the Torah say it explicitly? Explicitly. Answers Rabbi Shmuel. Mashal melech basadam shazam al oyavoy. Umid besechana b'nechi basay. When Klal Yisrael does an aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to talk about it too much. When it's only the Kohen Gadol who's doing an aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mind speaking about it more. So the parasha Parakai Mashiach, only the Kohen Gadol did an aveira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mind in his holy chumash to dwell on it. And he says that it refers that Burn the Yeseris, Stay Klois, talks about it. When it talks about the Parham Davish Atzibur, which means most of the Klois all did an Aveira, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to get out of it as quickly as possible, so he says it as little as possible and doesn't mention Yeseris or Stay Klois. One time of the Beri Bishmol. Another time of the Beri Bishmol. Another observation he makes. Neiman Nemer Proiches HaKadosh Parakoy Mashiach. In the Parasha Parakoy Mashiach, when the Torah tells us that it should be sprinkled, that the dam should be sprinkled towards the proiches, the Torah calls the proiches HaKadosh. The line name of Parham Davish Atzibur. But a Parham Davish Atzibur, when the Torah tells us that the dam should be sprinkled towards the proiches, calls it proiches, not proiches HaKadosh. Why? Answers the Gemara, answers Rabbi Shmuel, again with a marshal. Marshal Melch Basodam Shetzarchel and Medina. If the people rebelled, if it's not the majority of people rebelling, it's not that terrible. It's much worse. And therefore, if only the Kohen Gadol did an Aveira, it's still Proiches HaKadosh. If all of Klal Yisrael did an Aveira, it's no longer Proiches HaKadosh. It's just the plain Proiches. So the Mashal makes the obvious observation. He says, according to the first Mashal, it's worse when the Kohen does the Aveira, and the Torah dwells on it. And according to the second mashal, it's worse when the tzibah does the avera. So how do we understand this gemara? So the mashal, because of that kasha, doesn't learn like we learn. He says that the second gemara also refers to the kohen gadol. It says that the kohen gadol, the avera is worse, and it's called praich sakodesh. Look who you rebelled against. But that's not pash pshan in the gemara. Pash pshan in the gemara is as we learned. The Yaakov says this, the most mefarshim learned the gemara this way. That when the king, when only the kohen gadol does the avera, it's not as bad as when everybody does the avera. So if so, how do we understand this gemara? So they want to say that the second, even though it's worse when the people do the avera, when the whole tzibba does the avera, it's not as bad as when the kohen does the avera in one attribute. Because what's the case that we're talking about? It's not talking about all of Klal Yisrael started doing averas. They did avera because the Sanhedrin led them the wrong way and gave them an erroneous decision. So they can't be really faulted. So it's worse in a way, and not that bad in a way. A lot of beautiful Divrei Torah in this Gemara. One Vart I saw, beautiful Vart, from Zalman Volozhiner. Zalman Volozhiner was Reb Chaim Volozhiner's brother. He says, we know, we learned the Gemara Masech. The Yuma, I think there's a Gemara like that in Masech Zvachim too. The Gemara says that the Shemen HaMishcha was already put away by Melech Yoshiyahu in the middle of the Bayis Rishon. And the Aron Kodesh, we also know, wasn't there in the Bayis Sheni. We learned many times that the halacha of a par koi Mashiach is only with a kohen gadol who was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. That means we're not limited to having a kohen gadol that's anointed by the Shemen HaMishcha. You can have a kohen gadol Meruba Begodim. But the special din of par koi Mashiach is only by a kohen gadol that was anointed. She says the Gemara, the pasuk is Geshmak. By the kohen gadol, the Torah says Proiches HaKodesh. You know why? Because the din of par koi Mashiach was only when the Proiches was Kodesh, when there was an Aron on the other side. Because once there was no Aron on the other side, there was no Shemen HaMishcha either. And the whole par koi Mashiach, Parsha, is no longer relevant. But the Parsha, Paral Mdavish Tzibur, continued into the Bayis Sheni, even when there was no Aron Kodesh. That's why it's called Proiches, the Torah is saying in the Vuah. The Parasha Parikai Mashiach will only be when the Proiches is Proiches HaKodesh, when you have the Aron Kodesh on the other side. The Parasha Paralam Dovash Tzibur will even be when it's not Proiches HaKodesh, when you just have Proiches. Then I saw a very nice fart also, that we all remember Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron come to Paroi and tell him that they're going to be terrible Makas Bechairis, and Paro says, leave me. I don't want to ever see you again. And Moshe responds, Kain dibarto. You're saying the right thing. Lo'ois of oid roises panecha. We'll never see you again. It's not true. We all remember that when Max Bechairis began, well, our children sing the song, Paro went running in the middle of the night for Moshe Rabbeinu to meet Moshe and Aaron to tell him to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Navi, say, Cain, yeah, we'll never see you again? Answer the Svarim, it's based on our Gemara. What happened, says the Medrash, when Makas Bechairis began? All of the Mitzrim rebelled against Paroi. He was no longer king. They said, this is the mess you got us into? So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi. Cain, you're right. We won't see you anymore as king. The next time we'll see you, you'll be a regular person. Like, because our Gemara says that when the people rebel against the king, he's no longer king. Another nice fart. The pasuk says, Vasli migdosh v'shachanti b'soichem. So the Mefarshim ask, the migdosh and mishkan have totally two different meanings. Migdosh means a permanent kedusha. Mishkan means that it's temporary. Mishkan is a traveling. So is it a Mishkan or is it a Migdash? How do we understand the Pasuk? So they say the Pshat in the Pasuk is like our Gemara says. When Klal Yisrael are acting as they ought to, Vasali Migdash, then it's a Migdash. But when Klal Yisrael don't act appropriately, what does Rashi say in the word Mishkan? What does our Gemara say? That when Klal Yisrael do Avera, the Kedusha leaves us. So when it's the Masmashkenu Mavo in the same Shul Yisrael, it gets downgraded from a Migdash to a Mishkan. One more Vart. I'm somewhat hesitant to say this Vart because it's somewhat controversial. is our Gemara seems to say that the Aveira of a Tzibur is much worse than the Aveira of the Kohen Gadol. So the Sfarim explain as follows. Who does the Kohen Gadol represent? The Kohen Gadol represents Avoida. The Kohen Gadol does the Avoida. So the Gemara is saying, when the Avoida is affected, it's not as bad as when all of Klal Yisrael does an Aveira. What was the Aveira that we're referring to here? That the Sanhedrin gave a wrong decision. That means that Talmud Torah is being affected. The worst thing that could happen to Klal Yisrael is that they should go down in Talmud Torah. And that's what the Gemara is saying. It's terrible when a Kohen Gadol, when the Avoida goes down, but it's far worse when the Torah goes down. So we learned in the Mishnah, Tanan lefikach imnasim kum kitikonim. We learned in the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah made the following distinction. By the other Kabbonis, the Kabbonis in the Mizbeach HaChitzin, where only one matana, or according to Beis Shammai Kol Mechatzis, two matanas are essential. It only becomes pigul by that one matana. But by the Kabbonis that are brought inside, since all four matanas are absolutely essential, it only becomes pigul by all four avoidas. Tanan Hossam. There's a Mishnah Masech de Menuchas. As we've said many times, just like you can have pigul by a carbon, you can have pigul by a carbon mincha. Let's talk about a carbon mincha. We have, by a regular carbon, four places where you can have pigul. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. What are the four corresponding avoidas by carbon mincha? Koimitz. Putting the koimitz in a klisharis. Taking that klisharis to the mizbeach. And then burning the koimitz on the mizbeach. Says the Mishnah Masechta Menachos. We know, how did it go by carbon mincha? What do they do? They have the flour and the oil, from which the kohen takes the koimitz. And then on top of it, there's levoina. This is the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara. This is the way we're going to learn the Gemara. And then there's the levoina on top of it. The koimitz and the levoina are both taken to the mizbeach and burnt there. Says the Mishnah Masechta Menachos. Pigel be koimitz for leib levoina. If the kohen only had a machshavas pigel when he was burning the koimitz, but not when he was burning the levoina, or he only had a machshavas pigel b'levoina b'loy b'kaimitz, we have a machloikus. Remei on the pigel, v'chayov and alav karis, v'chalcham ma'imrim ein by karis ad shifag b'kol amatim. According to the chamim, you have to have the machshavas pigel by both. According to Remei, machshav by one of them is enough. So simple pshat, how would we understand the machloikus of Remei chachamim? They're arguing about a very fundamental concept. Mefaglim b'chatzi matar. Both you have here the koimitz and the levoina. So the Chacham say, since both the burning and the koimitz and levoina is the whole avoida, so to be considered pigul, you have to have pigul on the whole thing. Anything less is not pigul. And Ramei says, no, chatzi matar. The koimitz or the levoina alone is enough. I want to make a point. Even if you hold the concept of mefaglim b'chatzi matar, we've mentioned this, it has to be a distinct avoida. For example, Tosfos says, the seven hazaz to the praichas are all considered one avoida. So everybody would agree that you have to have pigul by all seven. The machlokes is by the matan dalid on the mizbeach, where each matan, each application is a distinct. That's where we can have machlokes b'chatzi matar. So pashup shat, that's how we would learn the machlokes of Ramei and the chachamim dam mishnah masechta the menachos. Tells us Rish Lakish no. Amar Shem Lakish loy teim tam de Ramei. Don't explain Rameya. The kasav mefaglim b'chatzim matter, that's the basis of his opinion. Alacha ma'iskinen kigoyin shenasan as a koimitz b'machshava v'alvoina b'shtika. What happened here was that he put first up the koimitz in the mizbeach with a machshava's pigel, and then he had no machshava by the levoina. And the basis of Ramei's opinion is because kasavah he is of the opinion kol oisal das rishon hu oisal. Since he did the first part with machshava's pigel, even though he did the second part with no machshava, it's considered kol ha'is adas v'shoyin hu ha'isim. The way I think Rashi is explaining the machloikus of Ramei and the Chacham is as follows. We know that the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos is that pigul doesn't just become pigul by thinking about it. Pigul becomes pigul by articulating the machshavas chutz l'zmanai. So what happened over here? He articulated the machshavas chutz l'zmanai by the koimitz and not by the levoina. And according to the Rabbanim, that's not good enough, because you have to articulate it by the Levina too. According to Rameyah, since he articulated, he vocalized it by the Kaimitz, and by the Levina he didn't do anything, that's already enough to be considered tickle. Why? Not to be confused with the concept of Tfois Lashon Rishon. Tfois Lashon Rishon is only in one Avoida. Here we're talking about the Kaimitz and the Levina. When you're talking about two different, as we said before, two distinct Avoidas, you can't say the Rishon Tfois Lashon Rishon. You can't say Kol Adoy Oysa Das Rishon Oysa. There's a fascinating. Now, before we get to the fascinating, first we have to learn Peshat in the Gemara. Fundamental machloikis between the Sfas Emes and the Brisker Rav, how to understand Kol Oysa Das Rishon Oysa. Sfas Emes learns as follows, that Kol Oysa Das Rishon Oysa is an umdana. Since he did the Kaimitz with Machsheves Pigel, and he didn't say anything by the Levina, we have a safe bet, it's a safe assumption, to say that he also meant Chutzlus Manah by the Levina. What's the problem with the Sfas Emes Pshat that he himself points out? If it's only based on an umdana, why not ask him? Why not ask the Kohen, when you did the Levina, what do you think? Or what do you want to do? If it's just based on umdana, we don't have to rely on assessments. We could ask the person. And because of this question, the Brisker Rav has a whole different pshat in the Gemara. The Brisker Rav says that Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa is not an umdana. It's not an assessment. It's a din. The Torah says that if you begin with one machshavas pigel, and there isn't a contrary machshava afterwards, we automatically apply the machshavas pigel to your further avoidus. And you can learn every line of the Gemara with both of these pshatim. Now we get to the fascinating historical event. There was a very big Rebbe. His name was Alta Eliezer Eger. He was the Lublina Rebbe. He was the Einikel, he was the grandson of Rukiv Eger. And he came up with a fantastic idea based on our Gemara. We know that in Europe, in those times, Jews were very limited what type of professions they were allowed to have. And many Jews, because of that, were in the business of lending money on interest. But we know you're not allowed to lend money to interest, certainly not to another Jew, unless you have a heteriska. So if you have a bank and you're constantly lending money, and every time you lend money you have to run to the Rav to write a heteriska, and a heteriska is a complicated document, it's difficult. So he came up with a tremendous idea, that everybody in this business should write one heteriska, that it should apply to all the business deals, all the transactions that he gets involved with. Based on what? Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa. That the first heteriska that he wrote should work for every further transaction. And there were many Gedolei Yisrael who agreed with him. He wrote a sefer on this concept. There's a whole sefer on this. I never saw the sefer, but the sefer is called Takonas HaRabim, that he put together because he publicized this idea and he got letters from Gedolei Yisrael, actually the Emory Emeris and Rameya Arik, and a lot of Gedolei Yisrael were proponents of this idea. Rav Aaron Kotler in the Sefer Mishnas, Rav Aaron discusses this takana. So the first question he asks is the question I'm sure that all of you are thinking. In our Gemara we're learning the Kol Adoysa Das Rishayna Oysa is the opinion of Rameya. The Chacham disagree. So we don't follow the opinion of Rameya when the Chacham disagree. So how can we even begin? How could it even begin? So that, he says, that's not a question. Because where did the Rabbanan not agree to the concept of the Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa? By Dover Isser. They were talking about Dover Isser, Pigel. By Dover Heter, they would agree to Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa. But Rav Aaron says there's a different issue with this idea. He says, when is our Gemara saying that we have a concept of the Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa? When the first Machshava and the second Machshava are on the same carbon. So they're all connected. But if I'm a person that's lending money, and I lend you money today with interest, and I lend him money tomorrow with interest, these two transactions have no connection to each other. So how can you say, Kol Oysa Das Rishayna Oysa? What's the connection between these two transactions? And actually, there's a precedent for this type of thinking in Halacha. If we look in Aruch Chaim, there are two different places that we see that you have to say L'shem Mitzvah. One is by tzitzis. The halacha is that when somebody begins to make the wool for the tzitzis, the tefiah, the weaving, or something that many more people do, when they actually start putting the tzitzis on the corner, on the corners of their beged, they have to say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. But the halacha is, if any of you do it, or anybody, if you ever seen somebody does it, you say l'shem mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah passes it this way. You say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis at the beginning, and you only have to say it once. But when we bake matzahs, if anybody's ever been by a matzah bakery, they keep on saying l'shem mitzvah matzah every time they get new dough. Why isn't it enough to say l'shem mitzvah matzah at the beginning of the day and go all day long with that l'shem mitzvah matzah like by the tzitzis? What's the difference? It's very obvious. The tzitzis are all one mitzvah. So you say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis at the beginning and it works for that nice tzitzis. The matzahs, every matzah is a separate matzah. And every matzah needs its own mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah matzah. So we see there's a difference where you can rely on Kol HaYisadas Rishayna when it's one act versus when it's distinct acts. One more beautiful vart that I would like to repeat. As I explained the Gemara, and I said, I think it's what Rashi is saying, that what is the basis of the Rabbanon? Because according to Rabbanon, to be considered pigel, you have to verbalize your pigel. So this Aruch HaShulchan, in the Sefer Aruch HaShulchan Asad, asks a very obvious question. When we keep on looking at the Mishnayos that speak about pigel, keeps on saying mechashvin. Mechashvin means to think. And if you really think about it, when we learned earlier in our Masech, the Loch of Pigel, the Torah uses the words lo yechashev to teach us about Pigel. So how could Rashi and Tosfos, in such a strong way, say that Pigel means talking when the Torah uses the words machshava? So he says a beautiful teretz. He says, what would be the halacha if somebody articulates a machshavas chutzlas manai, but he isn't thinking the way a lot of people daven? What would be the halacha? So he says, even though in a lot of areas halacha we just follow what you said, here halacha is that your machshava has to meet what your mouth says. That's what the Torah says, machshava. Not to say that it's only machshava. It's to say it's not only dibur. You have to have dibur, but that dibur has to have a machshava behind it. Yechoshev. Yechoshev. The Torah doesn't use the word zeich. The Torah uses the word yechoshev. Machshava, thinking. Yeah, but doesn't use, I'm using the word here. Here the Torah says the word Yechashev. Continues the Gemara. So the way Rish Lakish has been explaining the opinion of Rameyer is that Rameyer is of the opinion that Kol Oysel Das Rishayna Waisim. And now Rish Lakish wants to bring a raya to his opinion from the wording of our Mishnah. If we look at the last words of the Mishnah says, we're speaking about the four matanis on the Mizbech HaPnimi, Nosan Kula Ketikuna, V'achash Loi Ketikna, Psula V'ein Bekoros. The Mishnah says that that will be a case that it's not pigel. Midatani, says Rish Lakish, let's read the words of the Mishnah we just read. Lefikach, the Mishnah says, Im Nosan Kula Ketikuna, if you put them all Ketikna, V'achash Loi Ketikna, Pasul V'ein Bekoros. What is the Deek of the Mishnah? Ha'achas, Shloiketikna. And the Gemara now is learning. Shloiketikna means without the Machsheves Pigel. The Kuran Ketikna and the other three with a Machsheves Pigel, it will be considered Pigel. Ask the Gemara, whose opinion does that represent? Mani. Ilim Rabbanan. If we want to suggest that it represents the opinion of the Rabbanan, that can't be. Because Hamri Rabbanan, we quoted the Mishnah Masech Menachos, where Rabbanan say explicitly, Eim Efaglim Bechatzim Matar. So unless you had the Machshavas Pigel by all four, it wouldn't be Pigel. So how could the Mishnah seem to say that if you did three with Pigel and one with nothing, it's going to be Pigel? That can't be represent the opinion of Rabbanan. El Rameya. It must be the opinion of Rameya. Continues Rish Lakish making his point. V'tam de Ramei Mishnah Fagli B'chatzi Matar. If Rameya's opinion is that as long as you had Machshavas Pigel by part of the Avoida, that makes it Pigel, Hafil Kirtani Nami. So then why in a case where you had Machshavas Pigel by three and explicitly not Machshavas Pigel by one, it's not Pigel, why wouldn't it be Pigel? If we hold Mefaglim Mechatzi Matar. So how must we explain the Mishnah? Ella laugh, it must be Mishnah de Kosovar, that the opinion of Ramei is Kol Ois Adas Rishonu Oisa, and therefore, if you did three with Machshavas Pigel and the fourth explicitly without a Machshavas Pigel, contrary, you want to do it right, It won't be pigle, because it's chatzi matter. Aramei agrees that a chatzi matter can't make a pigle. But if you did three with a machshavas pigle, and the fourth one quietly, they will say, kol isa das rishayna isa. So the way, just to review, the way Rish Lakish defines the word ketikna, and shaloi ketikna, that ketikna means a machshavas pigle, and shaloi ketikna means not a machshavas pigle, machshavas kosher. The only way to explain the Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya and saying that Rameya says Kolaisa Das Rishayna Waisa. So Shlokish, by using this definition of the Mishnah, brings a raya from the Mishnah that his explanation of Rameya, that Rameya's opinion is based on Kolaisa Das Rishayna Waisa, is correct. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Loilam Rabbanan Hi. Our Mishnah will follow the opinion of Rabbanan. But he says your definition of ketikna and shaloi ketikna are incorrect. My ketikna lepigel. V'amiriktan l'fikach v'nosan kulin ketikna. Ask them, how can you explain it that way? V'ach shaloi ketikna posel v'ayim be'karis. Michlal, obviously, tikna means l'chsherid osa, not posel. Amrav papa, my shaloi ketikna chutz l'mekaymai. But the Mishnah means like this. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you did shalosh ketikna. Was ketikna means you did shalosh with the machshavas pigel, and the fourth one you do with the machshavas chutz l'mekaymai. And we learned earlier that a machshavas chutz l'mekaymai is considered, and that prevents it from being pigel, because if you have machshavas chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekaymai together, it won't be pigel. But it could well be that if you did three with a machshavas pigel, Ramei will hold. That's mefagim b'chatzi matim. Amar Mei, Rav Ashi has a different explanation. What's shloi ketikna means shloi l'shma. Michlal, isn't that Mishnah teaching us? The kiloi ovid chutz l'mekaymai v'shloi l'shma. Then let's say you did three for pigle and one without any machshava, it'll be pigle. But that's contrary to Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, you have to do all four with machshava's pigle. Says the Gemara, no. It could be that, of course, that's what the Mishnah said. So what does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah teach us? If you did three with pigle and one without pigle, that it's not pigle because you didn't have pigle by all four. Shouldn't the Mishnah teach us that din? So the Mishnah wanted to teach us another din. Either the Tana Reish, because the beginning of the Mishnah began, pigle v'chayav and lof kares, in a case where it's going to be full-fledged pigle, that's why the Sefer wants to teach us a case where it's not pigle, where it's only posel. Why is it posel? Because you had a combination of chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekaymai. But indeed, the halach would be that if you did three with pigle and one with no machshava, it would not be pigle, nor apostle. But the Mishnah wanted to show us the contrast that in the ratio it's pigle and in the safe it's only apostle.